Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yashoda Nandana Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radhe. Jaya Jagannatha, Jagannatha, Baladeva Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Gauranita, 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 Shishi Gauranita. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Netai Gaur Haribol, 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 Haribol.
Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya. His Divine Grace. Avacharana Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. ISKCON Devotee Founder Acharya, Saviour of the Whole World Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya. Astrosita Shri Srimadesh Divine Grace. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki. Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Thy God Premanandi, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి న ఇష్టికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ కాంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 28 టెక్స్ట్ 39. ఆస్తే స్థానురివాకత్ర దివ్యం వర్షశతం స్థిరః వాసుదేవే భగవతీ నాణ్యద్వేదోద్వహం రతిం. ఆస్తే స్థానుర్ ఇవైకత్ర దివ్యం వర్షశతం స్థిరః వాసుదేవే భగవతీ నాణ్యద్వేదోద్వహం రతిం. ఆస్తే స్థానుర్ ఇవైకత్ర దివ్యం వర్షశతం స్థిరః వాసుదేవే భగవతీ నాణ్యద్వేదోద్వహం రతిం. ఆస్తే స్థానురివైకత్ర దివ్యం వర్షశతం స్థిరః నాణ్యద్వేదోద్వహం రతిం. మాతాజీస్ ఆస్తే రిమైన్స్ స్థానుహు ఇమ్మూవబుల్ ఇవ లైక్ ఏకత్ర ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేస్ దివ్యం ఆఫ్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్ వర్ష ఇయర్స్ శతం 100 స్థిర స్టడీ వాసుదేవే అంటు లార్డ్ కృష్ణ భగవతి ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ నా నాట్ అన్యత్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ వేద డిడ్ నో ఉద్వహన్ పొసెషింగ్ రతిం అట్రాక్షన్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పడ్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్కి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఇన్ దిస్ వే హీ స్టేడ్ ఇమ్మూవబుల్ ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేస్ ఫార్ 100 ఇయర్స్ బై క్యాలిక్యులేషన్ ఆఫ్ డెమిగాడ్స్. ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ టైమ్ హీ డెవలప్డ్ ప్యూర్ డివోషనల్ అట్రాక్షన్ ఫార్ కృష్ణ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ అండ్ రిమైండ్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఇన్ దట్ పొజిషన్. పర్పట్ బహునాం జన్మనామంతే జ్ఞానవాన్మాం ప్రపద్యతే వాసుదేవ సర్వమితి స మహాత్మా సుదుర్లభ. ఆఫ్టర్ మెనీ బర్త్స్ అండ్ డెత్స్ హీ హూ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ నాలెడ్జ్ సరెండర్స్ అన్ టు మీ నోయింగ్ మీ టు బి ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కాజెస్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ సచ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ సోల్ ఇస్ వెరీ రేర్. రోగిత 7.19. వాసుదేవ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ వన్ హూ నోస్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటలిస్ట్. ఇట్ ఇస్ స్టేటెడ్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత దట్ వన్ రియలైజెస్ దిస్ ఆఫ్టర్ మెనీ మెనీ బర్త్స్. దిస్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ కన్ఫర్మ్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్డ్స్ విత్ ద వర్డ్స్ దివ్యం వర్షశతం 100 ఇయర్స్ అకార్డింగ్ టు క్యాలిక్యులేషన్ ఆఫ్ డెమిగాడ్స్. అకార్డింగ్ టు క్యాలిక్యులేషన్ ఆఫ్ డెమిగాడ్స్ వన్ డే ఇస్ 12 అవర్స్ ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు 6 మంత్స్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్. ఏ 100 ఇయర్స్ ఆఫ్ డెమిగాడ్స్ వుడ్ ఈక్వల్ 36,000 ఎర్త్ ఇయర్స్. దస్ కింగ్ మలయధ్వజ్ ఎగ్జిక్యూటెడ్ ఆస్టెరిటీస్ అండ్ ఫైనాన్సెస్ ఫార్ 36,000 ఇయర్స్. ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ టైమ్ హీ బికమ్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. టు లివ్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్ ఫార్ సో మెనీ ఇయర్స్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు టేక్ బర్త్ మెనీ టైమ్స్. దిస్ కన్ఫర్మ్స్ ద కంక్లూషన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. టు కమ్ టు కంక్లూషన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అండ్ రిమైండ్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ రియలైజేషన్ దట్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ రెండర్ సర్వీస్ అన్ టు కృష్ణ ఆర్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ పర్ఫెక్షనల్ స్టేజ్. యాజ్ అడిగిన చైతన్య చరితామృత్ మధ్యలీల 22.62 కృష్ణ భక్తి కైలే సర్వకర్మకృత. వెన్ వన్ కమ్స్ టు కంక్లూజన్ దట్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ బై వర్షిపింగ్
or by rendering devotional service unto Krishna, one actually becomes perfect in all respects. Not only must one come to conclusion that Krishna is everything, but he must remain fixed in this realization. This is the highest perfection of life, and it is this perfection that King Malayadvaj attained at the end.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namavom Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaham He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaham Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna The sincere blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak something to glorify the Lord and for the pleasure of all Vaishnavas. So for last almost 10 days, we have been drowning in the ocean of nectar of Krishna Katha given by different devotees, starting from Balaram Jayanti till Janmashtami and Prabhupada Appearance Day. And different devotees took us to the different depths of the ocean of Krishna Katha. Different lilas we discussed, culminating in the celebration of Janmashtami and Srila Prabhupada Appearance Day. Now we are coming back to our section of Srimad Bhagavatam, regular section where it is going on, where we are discussing from Canto 4, Chapter 28. Chapter name, Puranjan becomes woman in the next life. Text 39 we are discussing. So we are just recapping what we are discussing because there is long, almost big gap of 2 weeks. So we are in the Krishna, drowning in Krishna Katha. So we have to come back and understand where we are with Puranjan and he becomes a woman now. So we are coming back. Just we recollect and then we come to this verse. So in this chapter, what is happening? That because this Chandavega and all, they attack the city of Puranjan. So Puranjan, because of extreme attachment to his wife, he takes the birth of a woman in next life. This current life which is going on, the Puranjan becomes a woman in this life. And he happens to be, he or she, whatever you call, he happens to take birth in to a king of called Vidarbha and is called as Vaidarbhi. And he is married to a great king called as Malayadvaj of Pandya Desh. And this Vaidarbhi and Malayadvaj, they get married and they produce children. First daughter, her name happens to be Asitekshana, and they produce 7 sons. And these 7 sons go ahead to produce much more, thousands and thousands of children. So Vishwanath Thakur gives purport, who are these represent, these children, daughter and sons and grandsons, what do they represent? Though the daughter Asitekshana, she represents Rati for Krishna. Ikshana means looking,
glands. Asita means Krishna. Asita, why is Krishna? Because Asita means black. Asita Ambuda Sundarangam, we described in Brahma Samhita. So black, so that is Krishna. So Asitekshana represents Rati for Krishna. And the seven sons, they represent seven processes of devotional service. Starting from Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam. Not Sakyamatma Nivedanam. Why? Because Vishnu Dakar Thakur tells that this Sakyamatma Nivedanam, they manifest in the advanced stage of devotional service. For the beginning stage, we have to follow this seven process of devotional service. And when performs the seven process of devotional service, when becomes perfect, then he can go to the platform of Sakyam and Atma Nivedanam. Till then, we have to continue performing this seven process of devotional service. And these thousands and thousands of grandsons, what do they represent? They represent hearing and chanting about Krishna in different forms. Either hearing about Krishna Katha, Krishna Leela, Krishna Roop, Krishna Guna, or different incarnations of Krishna. So all this combined together constitutes the millions of grandsons. And when the sons sufficiently grown up, the King Maledvaj hands over the kingdom, divides the kingdom amongst the seven sons, and he retires to forest to perform tapasya. And Vaidarbhi, being chaste wife of Maledvaj, she also follows him and assists him in his tapasya to Lord in the forest. So, and then they are performing this. So Narada Muni is telling this Maledvaj was performing tapasya for 100 celestial years by the calculation of demigods. That comes to around 36,000 years. Yes, and then he comes to conclusion that Vasudeva Bhagavati, Krishna, Lord Krishna is everything. Is that Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samhatma Sudurlabha. Jai Shadavindas Bhagavan Ki, Jagannath Balde Sudramai Ki, Shishu Gaur Nitai Ki, Shri Prabhupada Ki. So Prabhupada quotes the equivalent shloka from Bhagavad Gita that Bahunam Janmanamante, after many lifetimes, Jnanavan Mam Prapadyanti, one who is really possessing knowledge, he surrenders to Krishna, as that Krishna is everything. Sa Mahatma, that kind of Mahatma is Sudurlabha, very, very rare. If you see in this section of Bhagavad Gita where this shloka comes, 7.16 till 19, where Krishna tells different varieties of worshippers who come to him. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna arto jignasu artarti jnani cha bharatarshava. So Krishna calls them sukritinaha. Sukritinaha means one who has done some pious activities. And who are they? Krishna classifies them to four types. That arto, jignasu, artarti, jnani. Artho means one who is distressed. Artarti, one who is wanting some wealth. Jignasu, one who is inquisitive. And Jnani, one who is looking for knowledge about Krishna. So Krishna calls all of them as pious. Because why they are called pious? Because they are coming to Krishna. So although they have many other options to go to demigods, to go to semigods, to go to so-called gurus, to go here and there, but they are not going anywhere. They are coming to Krishna. That is their specialty. So to come to Krishna is not easy thing. To come to Krishna, even for material desires, even for material things, is can be obtained only after sufficient amount of pious activities. And what does this pious activity represents? Not mundane pious activities. Not mundane pious activities like digging wells or distributing some food. No. This represents bhakti unmukha sukruti. The one who has done some ajnat sukruti, serving some Vaishnava or doing some service to deities, in ignorance, something like that. So because of that, ajnat sukruti gets accumulated and then they come to Krishna, even though they are with material desires. And they are artho, jignasu, artharti. Artho means one who is distressed. And many people, they come to Krishna because they are distressed, isn't it? In Kali Yuga, the most of people who come to Krishna are distressed. Jignasu, artharti are very less. Even artharti, even they come also, they are very distressed. That's why they come to Krishna. So if Krishna has to speak this shloka in Kali Yuga, he has to change this verse. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukurtino arjuna arto, 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 paratashrava. Because most of the people in Kali Yuga are distressed. And they have to come to Krishna. isn't it? So, in fact, artha happens to be one of the main motivating factor to come to Krishna, to come to God. Yes? So, the classic example given by Acharyas for artha is Gajendra. Gajendra was enjoying a nice life with so many wives, so many children, being the king of the entire forest. And he never remembered Krishna throughout his life. But the only moment he came to take shelter of Krishna is when he is caught by crocodile. And he was also fighting with crocodile for thousands of years. Yes, by demigod's calculation. And because he understood, I cannot do anything now, the only shelter is Krishna. That time he surrenders to Krishna. Yes. So that is example given for artha. Then Jignasu, one who is inquisitive. They are not inquisitive seriously about Krishna or goal of life. They are casually inquisitive. No, casually curious about who are the Hare Krishnas, what is ISKCON temple, why they are wearing tilak like this, why wearing dhoti kurta like this. Some casual curiosity. And they come to know about, they come to Krishna, they come to meet devotee, ask devotees, what is this, why you are doing this. Many times when devotees, when people come to temple, when they see devotees offering obeisance in this direction, their first question is, that why you offer like this? Generally we offer obeisance straight, like this. Why sideways? And we have to give them some explanation, isn't it? And why you wear shika? Who is this Swamiji who is sitting behind? So they have some casual curiosity, not serious curiosity. So they come, their interaction with devotees starts with that casual inquiries. That is okay. Somehow they are coming to ask about Krishna. Yes, that is Jignasu. So the example given by Acharyas is Saunakadi Rishis in the forest of Naimisharanya who are asking Suta Goswami. Saunaka Rishi is a very serious inquirer. But there are other sages who are not so inquiring about Krishna seriously. So their example is given by Acharyas for this Jignasu. And Artharthi, for the sake of wealth, people come to Krishna. Krishna is called as Lakshmipati. And I cannot become Lakshmipati, at least I can become Lakpati. So I have to go to Lakshmipati to get some Lakshmi. So they come to Krishna for asking some Artha. The example given is Dhruva Maharaj. Yes, because he was known wanting a kingdom much greater than Lord Brahma. So his mother, Anarada Muni, they direct him to worship Vishnu, Krishna. Because of which, he comes to Krishna, he chants holy name, practice powers of devotional service, and then eventually gets it also. That is Artharthi. And last is Gnani. One who wants to know seriously about Krishna. Yes, that's why in next shloka, Krishna tells, that of these four types, Artho, Jignasu, Artharthi, Gnani, one who is dear to me is this Gnani. He is very dear to me because he wants to know about me. That's why. Other people, other three categories that come to me, not for me. Who is in center? Their own needs are in center. And because I fulfill them, they come to me. So they are considered to be Sakama devotees. Can classified to be Sakama because they are coming for their own personal wants. And because they approach me, so I consider them great. Udara, next shloka he tells. But of these four types, Gnani is very much special. Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate, next shloka Krishna quotes. The why is Vishishyate special? Because of two reasons Krishna tells. Because he wants to know about me, Eka Bhaktir, and Nitya Yukta. He always engaged in my service. Because of these two reasons, this Gnani is very special. So much that I am dear to him and he is also dear to me. And he is not approaching Krishna for any material reasons. That I want this, I want that. So he is beyond this Sakama. He is at Nishkama stage. And approaching Krishna to know about Krishna more. So that's why he approaches Krishna. And such Gnani who approaches Krishna to know about Krishna. And after many, many lifetimes, he comes to understand that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. This Krishna is everything. Because of that, he comes to Krishna. So then he takes the process of devotional service seriously and then understands Krishna is everything, the process of devotional service is everything, and then he takes to bhakti and then practices bhakti and then goes back to God. So that's why this Gnani is very special among these four types, because he wants to know only about Krishna. He approaches him only for Krishna, not for any other material reasons. So that is, and that Gnani also has to take many lifetimes to come to this conclusion. Then how come we are so fortunate that we don't know whether we underwent so many lifetimes? No wonder to wonder when this karma, jnana, and then sakama, and then nishkama stage, and then come to the conclusion that we don't know. But at least in this life, we not go much through these stages, isn't it? And then directly came to the process of Krishna consciousness, some extent we are convinced that Krishna consciousness is everything and the only goal of life is to go back to Godhead, and the only the goal, the only process is the process of devotional service. How is that we got this realization so fast? It is sheer mercy of great souls and especially Srila Prabhupada. Yes, because of his causeless mercy, so we came to the conclusion that Krishna consciousness is everything. Otherwise, it takes many, many lifetimes. What is the qualification to come to Krishna? Krishna comes, tells in the same chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Esham tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante imam drudavrataha. So what is the qualification? All sinful activities has to be removed. Yes? And then we have to perform lots and lots of punya karma, that is bhakti sukriti. So then we will be freed from dvandva moha, dualities and illusion. And then one worships Krishna with great determination. Isn't it? So that is the qualification to come to Krishna consciousness or take to bhakti very seriously. So that sinful activities reaction has to be removed and lot of bhakti sukriti has to be performed. Then we are not gone through this stage to come to conclusion. Then what is the hope? Then how come we came to this Krishna consciousness seriously? Yes. So Balla Vidya Bhushan in this context writes, in this commentary he writes that how our bhakti sukriti is increased. And especially see though when Prabhupada went to West, so many hippies came to take shelter of Prabhupada and Krishna. How is that? What the sinful reactions they got freed from and what bhakti sukriti they performed. At least in this lifetime, if we see. So, Balla Vidya Bhushan, to explain this, he narrates in his commentary that these pure devotees, they travel all over the world. Yes? Why they travel? To spread the glories of Krishna. So, when pure devotees travel, by their glance, what they are doing, they are increasing the bhakti sukriti of the conditioned souls. So, whoever, just by taking darshan of pure devotees, what is happening to their life? The sinful activities, reactions are getting diminished and their bhakti sukriti is increasing. And that becomes a qualification to come to Krishna consciousness. So hippies, they got enormous darshan of Srila Prabhupada. So pure devotee. Because of what happened, their bhakti sukriti is added. And because of that, they came to Krishna consciousness. Yes? So that is the qualification. The qualification is pure devotees travel all over the world. So because they are traveling, so our bhakti sukriti is getting increased by their darshan and we come to Krishna consciousness. Yes, that's how it is. That's why in this context, Narada Muni also glorifies Vasudeva. So when in 11th canto we find that when Narada Muni happens to visit the house of Vasudeva, Vasudeva wanted to inquire something from Narada Muni. And then he quotes that you great souls, you wander all over the world because you wanted to be compassionate, you want to show mercy. The conditions. So how they show mercy? Different means. One is to speak about Krishna, one is to give holy name. Yes, but one who is not even coming for Krishna Katha, not sitting for Krishna Katha, not taking to holy names, but even then there is no loss. Because just by taking darshan of pure devotee, they get benefit. Yes, that's why it is quoted in 11th canto that Durlabho Manusho Janmo Dehinam Kshanabanguram. Tatapi durlabham manye vaikunta priyadarshinaham. So this human form is very, very rare. Because one thing is it very temporary and very rare, attained after 8.4 million species. But in that human birth also, the rarest thing is what? Vaikunta priyadarshinaham. To get the association of those who are very dear to God. That's why association of devotees is very much recommended throughout. That is Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, again and again. There is no versus glorification, glorifying the association of devotees keeps on coming because just by associating. Association means, yes, surely sitting and hearing from them. But if someone is not even ready for that, no problem. Just by taking darshan of pure devotee, one gets the benefit. And then eventually gets in touch with Krishna consciousness and takes Krishna consciousness seriously. That's why so many devotees, so many hippies who could not take to Krishna consciousness in Srila Prabhupada's presence. But after Prabhupada left, when the bhakti sukriti got matured, they took to Krishna consciousness because they got darshan of pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. And because we are also coming in that category, either we took darshan of Srila Prabhupada or Srila Prabhupada's coming in different forms through his books, through his devotees, through his disciples, through different activities which Prabhupada started for us. Because we came in touch with that, we also become, trying to become devotees. That is our qualification. Otherwise, we have to go through this process. And then we come, Bahunam Janmanamante, Gnanavan Mam Parpadyate, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sudurlava. So if at all we want to become Mahatma, so we have to also go through several lifetimes. Yes? Now because of Prabhupada's mercy, we came to Krishna consciousness. Now it's our responsibility to take it seriously. So it's our free will. Yes, it is given to us. We are not qualified. It is given to us freely. Yes, to come to bhakti, there is no qualification. But to remain in bhakti, to become perfect in bhakti, we need to put some endeavors. So then we can go ahead to become perfect in our practice of Krishna consciousness. So Acharya gives the example that somebody falls in a deep dark well. So how can he come out? What is the qualification for them, for him to come out? Somebody has to throw rope from outside, isn't it? So just by throwing rope, he can come out. So what he has to do? He has to catch it very firmly. Then only he can come out, isn't it? So pure devotees, Prabhupada has thrown the rope of the Krishna consciousness process into us, into our lives. Now it's our responsibility to catch hold of the rope very tightly. So then we can expect to be pulled out of this, ocean of this deep dark well of birth and death. But we cannot assure that just by my practice, my own endeavors, I can be pulled out. No. What is required? Even though you may be holding tightly the rope, still somebody has to pull us from the above. Then only we can be pulled out. No matter how much we hold tightly, but nobody is pulling us. There is no question of coming out, isn't it? So this constitutes endeavor and mercy. Yes, so rope is thrown to us and we have to hold it tightly. That is our endeavor. Bhajante mam dridavrataha, with great determination, enthusiasm, we have to hold the rope of this process of Krishna consciousness. And then this endeavor attracts the mercy of great souls. And then they will pull us out. So then we can come out of this ocean of the deep dark well of birth and death. So both has to go hand in hand, endeavor and mercy. So then it is possible. So Srila Prabhupada gave us such a wonderful process, which Prabhupada made it so easy, so that anybody can practice Krishna consciousness so easily. Yes, even a newcomer who has not even having any knowledge about Vedic culture, Krishna conscious culture, if he comes in touch with any of our devotees or process or temples or any paraphernalia connected to process of devotional service, Prabhupada made it so accessible that anybody can take to process of devotional service. Yes, that is Prabhupada's glory. So in essence, if you see, Prabhupada gave us 5 things by which we can make our life perfect. The first thing, the most important thing Prabhupada gave for all of us is the goal of our life. Yes, now before coming to Krishna consciousness, we ask ourselves what was our goal of our life. And we had certain goals, and that goals keeps on changing every few years, isn't it? And there is a fixed goal. And the only goal which we have is the goal of confusion. We always remain confused that what is my ultimate goal. Yes. But Prabhupada gave us the fixed goal. The goal of life is one's own purification. Goal of life is attend Krishna Prem and go back to Godhead. That was very fixed. And you see Srila Prabhupada's purport or lectures, Prabhupada again and again clarifies this. That the goal of life is to attend Krishna Prem and get back to Godhead as soon as possible. Prabhupada made it very, very clear through his lectures, through his purports. There is no ambiguity in that. That is the greatest contribution of Srila Prabhupada in our lives, that he made it clear what is the goal of our life. Yes. And second contribution Prabhupada gave us is lifestyle to achieve this goal. So even though one may be knowing the goal of our life, still in order to attain it, we need some lifestyle. Otherwise, it is difficult to attain the goal of life, isn't it? So Prabhupada gave us that lifestyle, that the complete full morning program, the evening program, throughout the day, different engagements, different services. Yes, Prabhupada gave us the lifestyle. Yes, Rupa Goswami gives 64 regulative principles of devotional service. Yes, and Prabhupada included all of them in a package called as morning program. No, there is no mention of Rupa Goswami in the 64 principles morning program. I have not seen it. Yes, there is no mention of morning program in 64 principles. Prabhupada, he included, okay, one should come take darshan of the deity, one should offer water to Tulsi Maharani, one should take Charanamrut, isn't it? One should sing and dance in front of deity, one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam class. There are different angas differently mentioned by Sri Rupa Goswami. And the Prabhupada's expertise is that Prabhupada included everything in morning bhajan. Yes? So Prabhupada gave us a wonderful lifestyle where we can practice Sri Rupa Goswami's 64 principles in something called as morning bhajan. So Prabhupada gave us that lifestyle. Yes? Now, although one may be having the goal, knowing the goal, and one no lifestyle, one more important thing to practice the lifestyle is association of devotees. Isn't it? Although I mean knowing the goal, but knowing the lifestyle, but if there is no association, can we practice the lifestyle? Very difficult. And we have already experienced that whenever you go to home, you know, individually, when there is no association, we know the goal, you know lifestyle, but very difficult to get up early in the morning. Very difficult to complete our rounds in the morning because there is no association of devotees. So Prabhupada created the association of devotees. Yes? Prabhupada again and again mentions in Nectar of Instruction, text 4, he mentions that the goal of our Krishna Conscious movement is to create the association of devotees by which people outsiders, they can come, take association and get benefited. So association of devotees is very much important. In that association, to practice lifestyle becomes very easy and to keep focused on the goal becomes very easy. Without association, goal also becomes and sometimes gets changed or lifestyle also becomes changed. In association, these two is very easy to practice. And then Prabhupada gave scriptures. Scriptures like Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Inodi, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction. Prabhupada gave so many books. So that in the association, what we should do? Okay, we have association, we know the goal, we know lifestyle. When we come together, what we should do? Study scriptures, discuss scriptures. Yes, what Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Machita Madgata Prana, Bodhayanta Parasparam, Katayanta Samam Nityam, Tushyanti Charamanti Cha. In the association of devotees, what Krishna expects to do? Discuss his Nama Rupa Guna Leela as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, so Prabhupada gave the scriptures for all of us so that we can discuss, we can enlighten each other about Krishna's glories, name, fame, pastimes, whatnot. Yes? And the way Prabhupada wrote scripture is something very, very, you know, inspiring for all of us. Yes, in the early morning, Srila Prabhupada sacrificing his night sleep, morning sleep, getting out 1 o'clock every day, and not translating Prabhupada's, you know, all these scriptures which are in Sanskrit to our language, which we can understand and apply in our life. It is one of the Prabhupada's greatest contribution in all of our lives. Isn't it? No, all the scriptures are, no, I have commentaries given by different acharyas. Isn't it? First of all, the scriptures are in Sanskrit. Isn't it? How many of us can understand Sanskrit? And the commentaries are given by acharyas, they also are in Sanskrit. Isn't it? So, neither we understand scriptures nor the Sanskrit commentaries by the acharyas. But Srila Prabhupada, out of his mercy, he translated them into English. So, what Prabhupada used to do in the morning? So early morning, 1 o'clock, Prabhupada sits with all acharyas' commentaries. There are 15 acharyas who wrote commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. We have Sridhar Swami, we have Jiva Goswami, we have Sanatana Goswami, we have Vishwanath Sagar Thakur, we have Baldev Vidya Bhushan, we have Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, we have from acharyas from other sampradayas like Viraraghava Acharya, Vijay Dvaja Tirtha. Prabhupada sits with all these different commentaries, which are all in Sanskrit language. Prabhupada reads one shloka with all the commentaries and takes what is relevant for a modern man and then write those commentaries in English. So we can apply them, we can understand them, we can keep make it relevant. Yes, taking the essence of all the acharya's commentaries and making relevant for a modern man and then giving in our language and writing it. So it's not going to be very easy thing. To learn Sanskrit itself takes 12 years. What to speak of understanding these acharyas' commentaries and then translating it to the modern language. It is really, requires a mercy and empowerment. And Prabhupada did it for all of us. Yes, so Prabhupada gave us scriptures. And then last, Prabhupada gave us service engagement for all of us. That we have different talents, we have different skills, we have different propensities to engage them in connection with Krishna. So service means to engage our talents, skills, propensities in connection with Hari, Guru, Vaishnavas is called as service. So Prabhupada gave these 5 things to remember, this acronym of GLASS, G for goal of life, L for lifestyle, and A for association of devotees, and S for scriptures, and S for service engagement. So one need not go through, as mentioned, as this Malayadvaja went through, Bahunam Janmanamanti, Divyam Varshashatam, 36,000 years, and we don't know where we land up for 36,000 years. And as Krishna is telling, no, as like this Gnani, not required. So Prabhupada gave, no, what Malayadvaja had attained after 36,000 years. This what people in Satyuga have attained after lakhs and lakhs of years of tapasya. So Krishna Prabhupada is giving us in this one lifetime. So if we take these five things in our life very seriously, it's a matter of 40-50 years. What they attained after thousands of years, we can attain it in Kali Yuga in the matter of 40-50 years just by taking these five things seriously in our life. That is Srila Prabhupada's glory. Because Prabhupada knows we are not like Malayadvaj, we are not like Dhruva, we are not like Gajendra. That is very difficult for us. So Prabhupada, understanding our condition, our fallen condition, the Prabhupada gave this, minimized the process in a very nutshell and gave us. So now we have to take, at least now we have to become serious and take these five things seriously. And whoever takes these five things seriously, assured to go back to Godhead, attain the same result at Malayadvaja attained, which we are going to read eventually. That is Prabhupada's glory. To summarize what we learnt, we just recapped what is going on in this section, how this Puranjan becomes woman in next life and gets married to this Malayadvaj, and then they produce one daughter called Asitekshana, which represents Rati for Krishna, and seven children who represent first seven process of devotional service, and then they produce different thousands and thousands of grandsons who represents the different activities connected to Krishna or his incarnations. And then Malayadvaja distributed the kingdom to his children and went to forest for doing tapasya. And then after performing tapasya for 36,000 years, Divyam Varshashatam, he concluded that Krishna is everything. And Prabhupada quotes the shloka, Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mam Parpadyati Vasudeva Sarvamisa Mahatma Sarva. We discussed the four categories of people. Artho Jignasu Artha Arthi Jnani. Of these four, Jnani is the best because Jnani is approaching Krishna without any material desires, where other three are approaching Krishna for material desires. And when their wants are getting fulfilled, when they get fulfilled, they leave Krishna temporarily. But Jnani never leaves Krishna because he is interested in knowing about Krishna, not anything else. And such Jnani, after performing, practicing for a long time, he comes to conclusion, Vasudeva is everything. Yes? So, similarly, in our life, we are not sure whether we have gone through many lifetimes knowing about Krishna or not, but because of causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada, so we came to Krishna consciousness. As Baldevidya Bhushan tells his commentary, because Srila Prabhupada traveled all over the world, and just by taking darshan of Srila Prabhupada, so all the people's bhakti sukriti got increased, and they came to Krishna consciousness. So, our qualification is pure devotees traveling, Prabhupada traveling all over the world. They're glancing, falling on us, increasing our bhakti sukriti. Whenever there's opportunity to be in the vicinity of glance of pure devotee, we should not miss it. Because by their glance, just by their glance, our that's what this slok, this line means. Just by darshan, our bhakti sukriti increases, as told by Baldevidya Bhushan. And then finally, Prabhupada gave us these five things, which made our practice very, very easy. Yes, he gave us the goal of life, lifestyle, full morning program, all these things, association of devotees, practice lifestyle, scriptures to discuss in the association of devotees, how to keep the goal of life intact. Yes, and we discuss how Prabhupada wrote scriptures, how translated scriptures, keeping 15 Acharya's commentaries, going through them and translating them into our language in the very early morning hours, sacrificing his sleep. That requires only compassion, nothing else. And finally, he gave us service engagement to engage our talents, skills, and intention, motivations, and propensities in Krishna service. Thank you very much. Any questions anybody wants to ask? Any comments?
Thank you. Or how do we understand this? Because we get so much of association, but there is not much transformation. So how to understand this? Tulayam lavenapi na sarvam na punarbhavam, etc. So many places it comes. So how to understand this, and how do we take their association? If you know, just moments association is able to change. So how to see that properly?
So here, what that mercy represents is the topmost knowledge given to us without any qualification. Whereas we have to go through so many lifetimes to get that even knowledge of Krishna consciousness is the best thing, highest thing. That is given to us without any pre-qualification, pre-requirement. Yes. That is their mercy. That is our, so it is, no, that's called mercy. Without qualification it is being given. But once we receive that mercy, now it is our responsibility to work upon that mercy. Yes. So just like the rope is thrown in the well, we are not even shouting that I want to come out of the well, but the rope is thrown. Now at least we have to understand that I have to catch this rope, right? So that part we have to do it. Yes. So mercy is given to us before only, without being asked. The first set of mercy is given to us, that we are given the access to come out of material world very easily. But after getting the access, now we have to access the access. So that is our part we have to play. That's why endeavor, mercy. So first, unfortunately, mercy came in our life first. Yes, now we have to endeavor. In order to get more mercy, we have to endeavor. Yes, so when Bhagavatam, Sichan, Chaitanya speaks about mercy, mercy. The mercy, even that to get the knowledge that Krishna consciousness is everything. Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Bhakti is the only way. And we are given access to topmost spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan. Is this not mercy? So many things are given out of any qualification, without any qualification. That mercy already come to us. Now our part is, okay, now let me take this mercy seriously. But I need to get more mercy to take this mercy seriously. So if you do that part from our side, and what we are told to follow, not that we have to go to forest like Malayadvaja and practice chanting with a wife and children, at least with wife. No, we are given association of devotees, and there is we are asked to practice. Even there also we are not taking bhakti seriously, means there is some problem. At least that part we endeavor seriously, then more mercy will come of being pulled out of this material. This is my insignificant understanding. So I am also struggling. So glass of mercy is very easy to speak out, but I am in my life I am also finding difficult to understand and accept this glass of mercy. So I sincerely seek the blessings of mercy of all devotees so that I can take this glass seriously and fill my heart and if possible share with other souls. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada Vyas Puja Maha Mahotsav ki, Samasta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi.